Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Georgia Lynn. And if I have the correct location here for calling, I think I do. I made a purchase back in January for $6.70 for 60 capsules of Keto Ascend. Does that sound familiar?
So I do work for a third party. Yes, ma'am. So I do work for a third-party contact center, and we do service a lot of different merchants, including those of Keto. However, for me to pull up and see exactly what Keto you ordered and everything of that nature, can you provide me with your zip code? Zip code, I'm sorry.
My zip code? 72355.
You said 72355?
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, Ms. Lynn, for security purposes, can you please provide me with your address?
210 Phillips Road, 210, Lexa, Arkansas, 72355.
Okay. Excuse me. So I do see here where you have that Keto Ascendant, and that product is designed to reduce your appetite, increasing your metabolism, as well as your overall energy, mood, and exercise performance. And I do see here where you signed up for that 14-day free trial on January the 17th, 2021, paying $670. If you don't mind me asking, how's the product working for you?
Well, I haven't started taking it. That's not really the issue yet. What my issue is that there was another charge in February for $92.90 and one in March for $92.90, March the 10th, today. And I don't know what that's for.
Okay. So you did sign up for a 14-day free trial for that product. However, if the product is not canceled on or by the 14th day, then you are charged that full price for that product, as well as signed up for a monthly subscription. So the first charge was that out-of-trial charge, the second being that first month charge for the for your monthly shipment.
Okay. I did not sign up for anything like that. And
okay.
So I want those charges taken off, February and March. And I can send back the product if you want it back.
Okay. So upon signing up for the product, do you recall Do you recall agreeing that you are 18 years and older and agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that product by mail?
I do not recall.
Okay, so again, in order to
receive
that product. I
only wanted the
product,
one-time product. It was sold to me for $6.70. That was my total understanding of it, a one-time issue, one-time bottle. And I was not signing up for any other subscription, prescription, or any other medication or diet supplement. Just the one bottle was all I wanted.
Okay. So, again, because due to the current terms and conditions, it does notify you that you would have to cancel that account out in order to avoid those charges from occurring. So what I can do for you, I can place the account on a 60-day hold. Within that 60-day hold, it does allow you to try the product that you do have on hand as well to see if you're able to see those results that you're seeking. In turn, if you decide that you love the product, because I know you will, I would love to provide you with a 35% discount for all future purchases of that product.
Ma'am, you're not hearing me. I don't want the product anymore because I don't like the way you do business. I'm going to send you back the bottle that I do have. It's not been opened.
Okay. Again, ma'am, due to
taken off my account or else.
Okay, ma'am, due to COVID-19.
This was done under Joyce Meyer's, her ministry. And I had no intention of trying out any other thing but that one bottle.
Okay, ma'am. And again, it does notify you in our terms and conditions that these charges will occur if not canceled. Now, I understand that, I do understand your frustrations with the way that things happen. And I know that you had a goal set in mind when you ordered the product. Ultimately, my goal is to make sure that you reach your goal. So next to that hold, I would love to place
the
account. Ma'am, there is no way to return the bottle due to the fact that all of our receiving warehouses have been shut down.
Okay. I want you to know I'm disputing these charges on my Discover card, and I'm going to have the card changed.
Yes, ma'am, and I definitely understand.
You are not going to be able to charge me again, and I want the current charge that's pending now, at least that, taken off.
Okay, Ms. Lennon. I do understand that you're willing to do a dispute, but seeing as though you did agree to the terms and conditions in order to receive that product, your bank or Discover will not be able to override our terms and conditions. Therefore, Ms. Lynn, they are going to hold you accountable for those charges. Now, what I can do is go ahead and get the account canceled out for you, and I'm willing to provide you with a 35% refund off of that current charge of $92.90.
I'm not buying anything.
No, ma'am, I didn't say to buy anything else. I said I can give you a 35% refund for the $92.90 that is pending on the account now, or that was charged to the account today.
They're going to take that off. I'm not paying it. Discovery
okay, and again, I do want to inform you that with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, Discover will hold you accountable for those charges. I do think that it's in your best interest to allow me to correspond with that billing department to see if we're able to get a full refund back for that charge. However, Ms. Lamb, I cannot give 100% guarantee because these charges are absolutely valid.
No, they're not.
Would you like for me to correspond with that merchant, ma'am?
Which merchant are you talking about?
It's the same merchant for each charge for the Keto Ascendant, because that's what you were charged for, the Keto Ascendant. And I can see about possibly getting that refunded. I'm going to see if I can get a 100% refund for the $92.90 that was charged today. But again, I cannot guarantee because these charges are valid.
Okay. Well, make the effort because I tell you, I'm not paying it.
Yes, ma'am, I'll definitely make that effort. Bear with me one moment as I consult with that merchant.
Now, I know I'm better at this than it seems. When I get online and do something like that, I read and I make sure I'm not agreeing to something.
Let me check the group or not. You told him don't want the shipping date off the bottle. Call.
Well, she said I can't send it back. They won't accept it.
Well, she ain't getting no fucking money either.
Well, I've already gotten paid for that one in February. Right.
You tell.
But I did dispute it.
Tell them table the damn cards and forget them damn
people. That's what I'm going to have to do. She said she's going to try to get me 100% refund on the pending one right now. See, I can't dispute a pending charge. Won't allow you. Discover won't allow you. It has to be charged before you can dispute it. Pending means it's not charged, it's just up for charge.
I'm telling you, if she won't not do that, we're going to adopt the Discover card to be history to us.
Well, it's not Discover's fault.
If she's, you're talking about she's the one doing the 100% thing, or is that girl right there?
This girl right here. She's going to try to get 100% back on that thing.
You ain't paying $90 for a bottle of some kind of vitamin supplement.
Yeah.
And they're using a damn religious sister so-and-so or whatever it was.
Joyce Myers.
Who is Joyce Myers?
Well, she's well known.
Well, she ought to not be.
Yeah. I agree.
Why in the hell because she's hawking them.
Because she said it worked for her. Right. You know, you tend to believe people who are supposed to be.
I told you about that, Kim.
No, I just saw it online. I don't know. I was probably looking at something else, and that popped up. I don't remember. That's 2 months ago. But I understood I was just buying $6.70. Is what it, and that's what they said online, too.
All right. Thank you so much for holding with me. So I am in contact with that merchant, and they did not agree to the 100% refund. However, they did agree to give you a 50% refund of the $92.90 that was charged on the account on 3/10/2021.
That's not going to work for me. I'm just going to have Discover negate it and change my number.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, have you done a dispute already with the bank for those charges?
I have.
Okay. Now, I do want to advise you that due to the fact that you agreed to the terms and conditions on that product, your bank will hold you 100% responsible for those charges. And we definitely want to make sure that you're at least able to get some of your money back. So what I would definitely advise is that you contact us with the bank on the line, dropping that dispute, as well as possibly seeing about getting a full refund back for the account. Now, I could go ahead and negotiate it with that merchant. But with that dispute already on the again, I'm willing to go back to the merchant and see if we're able to get more than 50%, Ms. Land. I can't guarantee you that they're going to give 100% again, because these charges are valid on the account. But what I can do is go back, tell them, hey, she's not very happy with the 50% discount. I mean, refund. If there's any way that we can give her 100%, can we do so? Let them know that you've already filed a dispute, but you are willing to call back with the bank on the line to drop that dispute to possibly get
100%.
I'm not going to
drop the dispute unless you give me my 100% money back that you've already charged.
So you will have to call back with the bank on the line, dropping that dispute, ma'am, in order to do so. Like, they're not going to allow us to do it. It's not going to even allow us to do a refund because you have a dispute.
Tell me what product I was supposed to have received in the mail for the $92.90. I don't have any products to show for.
Okay, so I'm showing that the product is in shipping. It's been shipped out, so you should receive it within the next 3 or 4 days. But the first product
the February charge, I got no product for that either.
Okay, and that was the out-of-trial charge, ma'am, where you started the account in January, on January the 17th. That's where that charge come from, because remember I told you were on a 14-day free trial for a 30-day supply of product. If you do not cancel on about the 14th day, then you are charged a full price for that product, as well as signed up for that monthly subscription of that product.
Oh, no, 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 no. That was never shown to me online. I would not sign up for anything like that. Oh, yeah,
okay.
All this is a scam. It's a scam.
Okay, so it's definitely not a scam, ma'am, because we do notify you of the charges to occur on the account upon signing up for the account. Again, if you would like, I am able to reach back out to that merchant to see if we're able to get a full refund back for that, but again, I cannot guarantee it. If they decide, hey, yes, we will give you a full refund back, then you will have to contact us back with the merchant on the line in order to receive that refund, because while you have a dispute on the account, we're not able to do any refunds on the account. So we definitely want to encourage you to go ahead and drop that dispute so that we can refund you back. You know, whatever percentage they allow, because again, once that dispute is over with and the investigation is over with, because your bank will reach out to us and we're going to have to provide them with the documentation proving that these charges are valid, they will hold you responsible for the charges on the account, and that'll be both charges of $92.90.
So one more time, and that's it. So she wants to ship back.
She doesn't want the product back,
okay,
Mark.
But she got her $6, but she ain't gonna get no damn nasty damn dollar from who knows what.
Yeah. I'm just gonna have my card changed and go forward with the dispute, because I don't believe a word you're saying.
Okay. Well, again,